Do we preach an incredible gospel? We sure do. But if you really want to get it out, it's going to cost. And it's not going to be a cost someone puts on you, because you have rights. I agree you do. But Paul wasn't going to grow up preaching a two-sided gospel. You see, he was basically an itinerant preacher. And everywhere he went, he was fresh. And everywhere he went, he had to put out a message. And everywhere he went, he had to be received and believed and understood and accepted. And he had to make some changes. So of his own will, as we look at this man of character, he said he was a man of self-sacrifice. But there's something else too. He endured cruel beatings. I mean, he was left for dead on occasion. They beat him so badly. I mean, well, you know, I just don't see how God could be in this thing. Why am I getting beaten to the inch of my life? How come they treat me like this? If God was willing, wouldn't the blessings of God be on me? It just depends what you're trying to do, darling. When you want to dig up peanuts, you get a fork, wide-pronged fork, and you just put it about 3 inches under the soft soil, and you just flip those nuts up. But when you want to get diamonds, you go down 3,000 feet into granite. Turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 11, would you? Turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 11. He endured cruel beatings, and I read them of it again today, and I just thought to myself, oh boy, what this man did. And you never hear him complaining once. You know, Paul, the apostle of a bad attitude. 2 Corinthians 11, starting verse 22. Are they Hebrews? So am I. Are they Israelites? So am I. Are they the seed of Abraham? So am I. He's saying, just shut up and get yourself a life. You've got nothing I don't have here. Are they ministers of Christ? I speak as a fool. I am more. In labors, more abundant. In stripes, above measure. Imagine what kind of beating that is. In prisons, more frequently. In deaths, often. They killed a guy over and over again. From the Jews, 5 times I received 40 stripes minus one. 5 times, and one time I'm supposed to kill you. He got it 5 times. 3 times I was beaten with rods. Once I was stoned. By the way, they didn't flip pebbles at you. They picked up boulders and lifted them over their heads and hopped them at you. 3 times I was shipwrecked. Well, God can't be in this trip. Oh my God, the boat sank. Grow up and get yourself a life. A night and a day I've been in the deep. Now there you are. What's this night and a day in the deep business? What do you think, he found a submarine? He died. And his spirit went under. In journeys, often. In perils of water. In perils of robbers. Well, you know, if God's for me, how come I keep getting my watch stolen? In perils of my own countrymen. In perils of the Gentiles, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea. I'm reading the Bible, by the way. I'm not just carrying on here. In perils among false brethren, in weariness and toil, in sleeplessness often. I wonder why he didn't sleep. Not because he couldn't lie on the ground. He had too much pressure on him. In hunger and thirst, in fastings often, in coldness and nakedness. And besides the other things, what comes upon me daily, my deep concern for all the churches. Folks, he endured cruel beatings. And then he flip-flops his coin right here in the scripture and says, who is weak? Am I not weak? Who is made to stumble? And do I not burn with indignation? He goes on and on and on and on.